And so what Bahnsen does now, after he's kind of laid out his perspective on materialistic atheism, now what he does is he goes into a series of about three or four issues that he believes the materialistic atheists, even though we have to deal with every day and they're kind of common sense type of things, he believes that the material atheists worldview cannot handle, right? And he begins with the problem of induction. Now, and this is kind of a famous problem in the philosophy of science, and so he asks us to consider the problem of induction. The problem of induction, he says, might also be called the problem of causality or the uniformity of nature, right? These are some other ways to express this particular problem. He says all science, biology, physics, psychology, even mathematics or whatever, rest upon inductive inferences, right? So inductive inferences take something that we've experienced in the past and projects it into the future, right? That's the basic idea of induction. So we can do an inductive generalization, for instance, where we say, this has happened in the past at this time, and the same thing has happened in the past at this time, and therefore it happened in the past at this time. And so probably it'll happen in the future next time. So that's kind of, we're making this inductive generalization based on what's happened in the past. There are various kinds of induction, but that's a common one, right? The sun rose the day before yesterday, it rose yesterday, it rose this morning, therefore probably it'll rise tomorrow. That's an inductive inference. And that's the kind of thing he's talking about. We live that out every day. Nobody checked, most of us who are sitting down didn't check our seats to see if they would hold us, right? Because the last time they held us, and so we just assumed that probably it'll hold us this time, right? Are we guaranteed that? No, and that's what Bahnsen is going to point out here. There is a serious problem with regard to induction, especially if you're a materialistic atheist.
And this isn't a promise for a problem for a high level science. This isn't something that, what once you get into the doing math for the sake of math, not the good math that helps you balance your checkbook. I mean, these are the concepts that we teach at the very basic level to elementary school kids learning science. We teach them, okay, here's the five points of science. You have your observations, you have your hypothesis, you have your testing. Well, all those things are predicated on the fact that induction is kind of a necessary thing, because why do experiments? Why do experiments as a group? Why do experiments now and then in the future? Why are you publishing your notes? And all these things are taught at a very basic level to school children to get them to understand the very foundation basis of science. And so we're not talking about some big heady claim of, well, induction, that's a new and big word. No, this is just the ability to do science is rested upon, can we do it again, or do we know that it can be done again? If we're doing a scratch test to see if the gold bar is real, well, we definitely can't rely on it happening again, and so we're going to have to do all our tests over again, and we can't do it for that one piece of gold and another piece of gold and say, oh, these two things are similar. We have to come up with a whole new system because of this problem of induction, and so that's what is being talked about here. And he says, what we learn about the past must be projectable into the future. All science rests upon the uniformity of nature. If there is no uniformity in the natural world, then all your scientific experiments would be a waste of time. Doing calculations to get the tiny rocket that you're wanting to make at one, 200th of a scale, and then blow that up to put a person inside of it, you couldn't go from one to the other if this uniformity isn't the case. You could learn everything you wanted about chemical interactions on Tuesday, but on Wednesday, that information would be useless. You cannot know that that is still the case. The world is ever changing. It's constantly in flux. What's there to hold it together? we don't know if two hydrogen molecules coming together with an oxygen will create water. We're just really hopefully that it does, or in
well, 4 days. Well, it did last time, right? Yeah. It did last time. And so, you know, we're kind of assuming that or hoping that it'll do it last next time.
Right. Right. And, you know, in 4 days, we're all going to be scratching our throats. So hopefully it's the case. Oh, but we can't hope on things. Hope is the wrong way to think about things.
That's right. Hope is a religious word.
Right. So in a broad sense, induction is the view that the future will be like the past, that the future relationships between events will resemble past relationship events. And so when we're talking about induction, it might be kind of a new word to you, but all we're saying is what happened in the past is what will happen in the future on things that we commonly know and understand to be the case. And experimentation does flesh that out, but can we then rely on experimentations to do that and say that this will always be the case? Can we make those rules and generalizations?
Right. And that's what he wants to push with regard to the materialistic atheists,